Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Globally, 2015 has been the warmest year on record. Places that used to get a lot of rain are far below average. In Sao Paulo, Brazil, for instance, the monsoon has filled the reservoirs for only 20%. The drought in California is also still going strong, but Britain is experiencing record floods. Same in India and large parts of South America. The polar ice caps are melting at a record clip, and Greenland's ice cover is only half what it used to be. It is none too soon, then, that the 119 nations participating in the 21st UN Climate Conference in Paris have agreed to keep the global rise in temperature under 2 degrees Celsius and preferably 1.5. Before the agreement is ratified by all participants, however, you are likely to see a substantial rise in the price of coffee, tea and cocoa because of the shift of the seasons in growing countries such as Kenya. The agreement was made possible by a pledge of funds from the industrialized countries to the developing countries to improve their infrastructure. Locally, the average rainfall for Tucson was 2.3 inches above average and the temperature was 3.0 degrees Fahrenheit above average, which made it the warmest year in 68 years. But then, unlike the polar caps, we can take a little more heat. Now back to the nitty-gritty. Tucson residents can recycle their Christmas trees through the City of Tucson's Tree Cycle program, which continues through January 12th. Tree Cycle collection sites are located throughout Tucson and Oro Valley. You can find out more at www.tucsonaz.gov/treecycle. The University of Arizona Compost Cats will also collect Christmas trees at the San Javier Cooperative Farm through January 1st. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 8100 Oydeck Wog in Tucson. If you have any questions, feel free to email compostcats@gmail.com. Please remember to remove all ornaments, lights and other non-tree items. If you want to recycle those or anything else that is not suitable for curbside pickup, you can find out where to go at Tucson Clean and Beautiful's comprehensive recycling directory at tucsoncleanandbeautiful.org. Talking about trees. Trees absorb carbon dioxide, and the eminent, if controversial, scientist Freeman Dyson has estimated that a trillion trees would cleanse the atmosphere of carbon. At the time, it was thought that there were only 400 billion trees in the world, but a recent global tree count came to a little over 3 trillion, and even that appears not to be enough by far. So, one good New Year's resolution would be to check out the tree planting program run by Tucson Clean and Beautiful in partnership with TEP. Lastly, 2016 is the National Park Service's 100th anniversary. The various ways this is celebrated can be found at www.nps.gov. This broadcast is also posted on the Weekly Green blog at kxci.org. Please post comments and suggestions on the Weekly Green Facebook page. This is Dan Lout wishing you a happy and sustainable new year.